We are Understandably Awkward, aka UA, and today we are going to be talking about Vin Diesel playing Riddick in the movie Riddick, The Chronicles of Riddick, and Pitch Black. So here we go.
Now a message from one of our sponsors.
Before we start, I just want to apologize that we haven't uploaded for Friday. Kind of still trying to figure out this whole uploading timeline because we've had a lot of other stuff that we needed to do over the weekend. But hopefully we get back on track this week. So on with the episode. Okay, some news. So there's going to be a prequel series, a spinoff of the John Wick movies called The Continental, which is going to explain the whole backstory of The Continental that John Wick goes to in the first few movies. Then we got a new My Hero Academia video game coming from Funimation in spring 2021. So we're looking forward to that coming out this year.
And some box office news. So for opening weekend, Mortal Kombat did $23.3 million, and Demon Slayer was about $2.2 million away, so they did $21.1 million. Which is really cool, but also Aeson's a little disappointed that Mortal Kombat beat out Demon Slayer opening weekend.
It's like having twins and you're trying to choose which one you like more, but you still can't figure out who it is.
I feel it. It's like you have two twins named Bill and Phil. You choose Phil, but that turns out to be Bill.
Okay, let's go on to our main topic of this episode. So we wanted to do a little tribute to Vin Diesel for the upcoming Fast 9 movies. So I was going to do an episode every Monday on each character in Fast 9, starting with Vin Diesel. So with Vin Diesel, we're going to choose one of my favorite characters that he's done, which is the Riddick from the Pitch Black movie.
You know how the rivers run red? Well, my nose is running green because my boogers just keep coming out. But I think Riddick is the first character that I've seen Vin Diesel actually play. After that, I saw him in Fast and Furious, but I didn't have like that same connection, you know? Because Riddick is like that very mysterious character.
So with Pitch Black, that came out in February 18th, 2000. It was directed by David Twohy. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. But that starred Vin Diesel, Radha Mitchell, Cole Hauser, Priyana Griffith, and Claudia Black, which, cool thing, Claudia Black came from a reoccurring character on an old TV show called Farscape, which was pretty good sci-fi TV show that I watched when I was younger. So, Pitch Black, the whole movie's about, a crashed prison freighter that was traveling through space, and it crash-landed on this planet that turns out to be inhabited by nocturnal monsters that only come out whenever planets align to a certain point where it blocks out the sun for years on that planet, and they just come out of hibernation and start eating everything that's around the planet.
And that's where we meet Riddick. Riddick is, I'm assuming, the prisoner on that prison fritter. I don't know how to say it. Anyways, yeah, he's on there, and then he tries to help them survive on that planet, which is really cool because his eyes can see in the dark. Apparently he polished it and he like explains it in the movie.
Yeah, he does. And then I guess the character was so intriguing to audiences that it was worth making a sequel. So without giving anything else away, they escape, or Riddick and some other people that thankfully were able to kind of get off the planet without getting killed. So the movie doesn't kind of portray Riddick as like the main character until later on. But you could tell by the poster art that he was the main character. The way they were telling it, it seemed like the lady in the beginning was the main character, along with his prison guard. It's cool to see how, towards the end of the movie, you see how his disadvantage of how he can see in the daytime became like a total asset to him later on, fighting all those monsters. And his little, the way he behaves and how he knows how to fight them and like evade them, it just made you more intrigued on figuring out how he was as a person before the whole thing.
Yeah, and especially with the monsters. So the monsters are bioraptors, they're native to the planet, and they're actually highly aggressive and very sensitive to light, which is something that they have in common with Riddick, because he can't really see in light, but he won't burn like they will. So they're very photosensitive, and their skin's like very sensitive to light, so they'll just start burning up like immediately.
Yeah, those monsters, they kind of resemble like hammerhead sharks in a way. But like with them, their fins are like straight to the point where their face is. They have no eyes, and they have like these long skinny arms with big claws that can extend even further. And their wings are kind of just like pterodactyl wings in a way. And it's just really scary because they have no hind legs, so they're just moving agilely through everything. You can't hear them. All you hear is the flapping. And it's just, it's a really good monster to be fighting at night in pitch black.
Now onward to Riddick. So this movie was directed by the same man that directed Pitch Black, so David Twohy. It was released on June 11th, 2004. And the cast is Vin Diesel, and then my favorite, Carl Urban, and then Alexa Davalos. We got Thedwey Newton and Colm Feore. Oh, and Keith David. So this movie takes place 5 years later on the planet Numeka. So that's where Riddick ends up traveling to. He finds his friend Imam, who was also the guy that saved him from the other planet, I believe. So he runs into this lady. She's an Arion ambassador. She tries to tell him that there's like this mysterious force that's going around killing all life on different planets, known as the Necromongers. So the Necromongers are, they're kind of like the Christians of the world, you know, where they're trying to like convert you, and if you don't, then they kill you. Well, actually, Christians don't actually kill you.
The old Christians.
Yeah, the old Christians. Aeson had a good point. So yes. So they try and convert you, and if you don't comply, then they kill you. So that's pretty much what they're doing with every planet they encounter. And so Riddick leaves. He's on the run from them, but before he leaves that planet, Imam tells him that he's probably one of the last Furians, which were like warriors that lived to fight, pretty much. And so he's kind of coming to terms with that, and he's still on the run with them. And you know the little girl from the first movie? Well, she grows up to be a lady named Kira, and that's who he runs into on the other
All the while, he's being hunted by bounty hunters and also the Necromongers, which they finally catch him on the planet where he finds Kira. And that planet is cool because it's constantly bombarded by the sun when it's not facing it. So the prison was made there because it's impossible to escape. But the Necromongers find him, they capture him. Well, not capture him. They try to kill him, and then they thought they succeed, but one of the guys from the Necromongers, one of the fanatics, realizes that Riddick is a Furian, and he saves him so that he can fulfill the prophecy of killing Marshall, the evil lord of the Necromongers.
I don't know about everybody else, but I love the movies where it's like futuristic, kind of. Like, I love Cowboy Bebop. I love books that are like post-apocalyptic, kind of. And this movie was really, really cool, just to see how everybody was in like certain groups, and then there was the Furians that would fight the Necromongers. Awesome. Awesome.
Okay, we're going to move on to the last one of Riddick, which is oddly named Riddick. It came out on September 6, 2013. It was still directed by the same guy, David Twohy or whatever. But that one had kept only two of the people from the last movie, which was Vin Diesel, as he's the only guy that can play Riddick, and Carl Urban, which you only see him in the beginning. Then it has Katie Sackhoff, Dave Bautista, Jordy Mala, and Matthew Nable. And there's some other people, but that'd be a long list to list them all off. But this one was pretty good. Let's see. So this movie starts out with Riddick being transported to another planet, being betrayed by Carl Urban's character, because at the end of the last movie, Riddick defeat Marshall, and then he became the next ruler for the Necromongers. And Carl Urban's character wanted that position, so he betrayed Riddick by stranding him on a desert planet again and leaving him there to die. And so Riddick, he ends up trying to get himself healed after surviving a landslide, and his only way off is to go to an outpost that has this beacon that allows him to call anybody for help. But he knows that once he turns it on, mercenaries will come and they will only be there just to capture him. And the mercenaries aren't his problem that he's facing. It's more of like the inhabitants of the planet, because there's these scorpion-like monsters that he refers to as mud monsters that have like this paralytic poison. And they only live in the water because the rest of the planet's just desert. And so when the mercenaries come, he also has to deal with those things, which are slowly closing in on him, because there's this monsoon coming from the distance that Riddick can see because his eyes are all shiny and stuff. So he can see all the flashes of lightning But that's what he has to deal with in order to get off the planet.
I do want to say that I think that the monsters in the movie are actually pretty unique. And even though, like, they're kind of similar to a certain extent, I don't really think that they are completely, which is pretty good. I think it gives Riddick a more of an obstacle that he has to overcome while also avoiding the mercenaries so that they don't kill him. Also, I do want to say that that one girl in the mercenary group, she could play a really good Sonya Blade. I was talking to Aeson about that when we were just looking at one of the scenes. I see it.
You could see the differences between those two. Like, bioraptors are photosensitive to all sorts of light, even artificial light, while the mud demons are, they're not, I wouldn't say amphibious. They rely on the water, and they can't go outside of the water for a long period of time. But they also have their own strengths. Like, with bioraptors, they have echolocation, which allows them to hunt their prey. Well, the mud demons, they have that paralytic venom, which allows them to paralyze their prey so that it can eat them. And Riddick, he's always finding a way around it. With the bioraptors, Riddick, he figured out that you can move with them and they won't see you. Well, with the mud demons, he used the mud the venom, and he basically periodically injected himself to build up an immunity to the paralytic part of the venom.
I do gotta say, it's very smart that Riddick had periodically injected himself with the venom to build up an immunity, because that's actually something that I probably wouldn't have thought of if I was him.
I like the storyline, because in Riddick, the group of mercenaries that come, one of the mercenaries was the father of that one guard in Pitch Black, which it was pretty cool to see, like, it go a full circle back to that guy. The guy's asking, his name's Johns in the movie. He's asking Riddick what happened to his son. And Riddick tells him that he died on the planet, but he was a horrible person. And then at the end of the movie, when Riddick is trying to get off the planet, Johns helps him. But Johns, like, leaves with some stuff that he needs to power up a ship. And Riddick, he thinks that Johns just left him like his son did. But at the end, Johns was there. And then I know at the end of the movie, he tells Johns that you are a better person than your son, which I really liked, because it was just like a redemption for Johns, because he hated Riddick, but then he realized that his son was horrible and that Riddick only did what he had to do in order to survive. And then with the whole storyline throughout the series, it's really cool to see that every movie after the first one, it kind of talks about the past movie. It brings in a character and it talks about just for a little bit, but doesn't dwell on it over and over for like the first half of the movie. It just moves on from that. Because in Riddick, it talks about Carl Urban's character and how he lied to Riddick. And now it mentions that in the beginning, but after that, it does not mention the past movie. It just keeps moving forward to its own storyline, which I love, because I hate movies that just reiterate the same past story over and over and just do flashbacks. It's cool sometimes, but like, some people can overdo it.
Cough, cough, Fast and Furious. But I definitely agree. It's like one of those movies that you wouldn't expect to really go the way it did, because most movies have developed that like habit of building off of the second, like the movie before, but also just dwelling too much on it. Like, I think the best movies are like trilogies, especially if they do it right. So we have Kingsman, for instance, the Kingsman series. Those movies are actually really good and well thought out. I'm super excited for the Kingsman to come out. But yeah, that's how you do a trilogy. And I think that Riddick did the right thing by stopping on the third one, because they just built off of that one. I don't know how well that would have went for them, but I do gotta say that I would love to see the origins of Riddick, because it doesn't really talk about who he was before. Because, you know, in the movie, the first movie, Pitch Black, he's being transported to prison, but we don't really get to figure out why.
I would definitely watch that if they did come out with it, but, you know, Vin Diesel's getting old, so it's going to kind of be hard to, like, portray him as a younger Riddick. So if they found somebody who could kind of look like Vin Diesel, but like a younger one, then it would work, you know?
How dare you say that he can't play Riddick? Riddick ain't immortal. He got to age. It's normal.
You said, like, when he was younger. Not older.
Oh my god, I did.
Okay, rating 1, 2, and 3. Which one would be first, second, and third? For me, it would be, see, Chronicles of Riddick, then Pitch Black. Or no, Chronicles of Riddick, Riddick, and then Pitch Black.
Mine would have to be Riddick, the Chronicles of Riddick, and then Pitch Black.
Okay, that'll be it for our episode. If you guys want to follow us on TikTok and Instagram, and also find us on anchor.fm/underawkwardpodcast, you can find all our episodes over there and any major streaming podcast site that will host our episode. Hopefully all of them do. But if you can do that, leave us a review and maybe leave us a question. We can answer some of it. Hope you guys like what we're doing. But if you don't, please don't tell us, because that hurts my feelings. But we'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.